The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
At this time, the move is made to give us a chance to be the best we can be. And that's not to say anybody can't do it, but it's just an opportunity to try to get this thing going and become the best offense and the best team we can be. And we feel like it's what's best for the team at this time. And so that's why we made the move. There's nothing more to it than that. And just we'll go forward with that.
John Harbaugh outlines the thinking behind his bold move to change offensive coordinators in week 15 of the season. Good evening and welcome to Ravens Report. I'm Jerry Sandusky. Jim Caldwell will take over the play calling on Sunday when Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos arrive at M&T Bank Stadium. And the Ravens, for a third week in a row, go looking for that elusive 10th win of the season, which would guarantee them a fifth consecutive trip to the postseason. It has been tight of late, three straight games ending in a field goal, two in overtime. And this week, of course, John Harbaugh parting ways with his friend Cam Cameron, the first major hire he made as the Ravens head coach. But for Harbaugh, the change represents a commitment to an old standard. Do whatever it takes to win in December so you can play in January.
Flacco steps back, makes an adjustment. Now he's under center. Drops to throw, looking left, pumps once. Firing far sideline, looking for Anquan Boldin. He has him! A second touchdown for Anquan Boldin!
You know, what Cam did over the last, you know, almost 5 years here is remarkable. It's just a tremendous set of accomplishments, and I really believe it should be looked at that way. You know, now it becomes a new, you know, opportunity moving forward, and I'm excited about it. You know, I'm excited about our players, excited about our coaches, excited about Jim's role in that whole thing. Obviously, Jim's been a part of this. He's been a part of this offense and a part of what we've done so far this year, and a good point was made. He made it. We're going to try to get a little bit better.
Really, in a nutshell, you know, just try to make them understand that really what we're trying to do is just get about that much better. That's about it.
You know, a little bit better in everything we do. It's the same offense, the same philosophy, you know, the same approach, but hopefully a little bit better. You know, I'm sure that, you know, everybody puts their twist on it and applies their kind of style to it a little bit. And I'm hoping our players get a little spark out of it, too. I think they will. And just see what we can get accomplished here over the rest of the season. See how far we can go.
Here's Justin Tucker with a 38-yard try to win it. Kick on the way. It is up. It is good. And Justin Tucker has won it for the Ravens in overtime.
It's a body of work over the course of the whole season, you know, and the fact that we were able to finish some tight games, you know, find a way to win some tight games and come out with a victory, that has turned out to be incredibly important, but it always is. You know, they count every game. And when you're a winning team and when you're there at the end and you're in a playoff hunt or you're in a seeding or you're in a division championship hunt, it usually comes down to a game. You know, it's going to be a game that makes the difference. And as disappointing as the last couple games are, because everybody goes through the same thing, because every team is in the same fight, you know, teams win, teams lose. It's a very close league. You know, we're right there. And we have an opportunity this week to win our division championship against a really good football team that has ambitions of their own.
Straight up. They in the way. They in the way for each other tonight, man. Y'all know what we do. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6. TV. Woo!
And we told our guys this. We've been in playoff atmospheres, you know. Ed Reed talked to the team about that. He said, you know, these last few games, the Pittsburgh game there, the Pittsburgh game at our place, the Washington game was like a playoff game because they've got so much at stake. This game will be the same, and it looks like the rest of our season is going to have the same feel to it. So it's going to be a great opportunity for us. We're playing contending teams, and our goal, our opportunity, is to be razor sharp as a football team when we hit the playoffs, and that's what we're trying to get accomplished. Sure knows how to get it done still, and he's probably made up for it with the fact, all that experience that he knows how to apply, knowledge of the game. The results are there. You know, he's a great quarterback. It's going to be a tough challenge. He's one of the best ever, you know, at dissecting a defense and taking his route or his run, you know, to where the defense is the weakest. That's what Peyton does.
The offense gets all of the attention this week, but you can make a case the defense faces the bigger challenge, having to stop Peyton Manning Sunday at M&T. With that in mind, we want to take you back to 2003 when the Broncos came to town and Ray Lewis showed up at the stadium with helmet, shoulder pads, and a microphone.
Nobody else on that other side with a different color jersey. We ain't smiling today. Let's go. Carswell fires on, ready? We trying to whoop somebody. Dog. Okay. After the play, do me one favor. Watch them coming at my knees.
All right. You got it.
Listen to me, listen to me. Don't do, listen to me, I'm telling you. You ever cut my knees, I'll break your neck.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Defense. Offense. Offense number 78.
Don't let him get your mind.
I got you, coach.
D, you know I'm calm, but this man, the play was over, this man dove on my damn knee.
Hey, D, you don't understand. This man would have hit my knee. If he had hit my knee, dog, it would have been so scary.
Kohler back to throw, deep drop, sets, has time, throws over the middle, Jamal has it.
One of the Broncos is down right here.
John Mobley, the guy who hit Jamal.
Unfortunately, he knocked himself out of the game.
It's just a game. Sometimes things like that happen, Father. Give him strength. Give his family energy, Father. Give his teammates just the courage, Father, to know that it's all a part of your plan, no matter what it is, Father.
You got to thank God for every play. For every play. That's why, dog, you can't, ain't no such thing as going half speed. Because that one play you go half speed, man, I'm telling you, man, this game too quick. It's quick. It's quick. That's why I say, boy, you got to have each other, boy.
Listen to me. Listen to me. No matter what goes on, he ain't got but y'all. You understand what I'm talking about?
Sure.
He ain't got but y'all. Y'all
shit.
Got to be in this corner.
You know
do whatever. Do whatever.
You
know what I'm talking about?
You know
Lord, you feel
Lord,
like,
Lord,
boy, stay healthy now. 59. What me and you saw on film.
Right.
That's it.
All right.
That's it. All right. I'm telling you, that's it. The next time, I'm gone. I'm gone. That's what I'm saying. Next time, I'm gone. All right. It's time for my pick now. It's that time game. It's that time of the game. If I got to go get it, I got to go get it. Trying to knock that boy out. I saw you trying to knock that boy out.
I see you trying to get your blind side.
See, if you would have got him, I would have scored.
I was trying to.
But you beat him anyway, though, right?
That's the one I did beat. But Ron Smith. Whoever was Ron Smith from the back. Let's go. Let's go. That just means we got to go back. Let's go. We going with an attitude. Let's go.
Takes the snap, back to throw. Now pressured, and down he goes. Terrell Suggs, the rookie, hit him. He fumbled. Carswell came up with the fumble, but he's tackled inside the 15. And that may be game, set, and match. Handoff, Jamal Lewis up the middle, 25. He's at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jamal Lewis.
Cool.
That's what I'm talking about.
Still to come on Ravens Report, the four-letter word that sums up the meaning of play like a Raven.
AAA's presentation of Ravens Report is brought to you by AAA, a proud partner of the Baltimore Ravens, by M&T Bank, the official bank of the Baltimore Ravens, and by MedStar Health, knowledge and compassion focused on you.